Dan Novak.
This is V-Way News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Amid intensified Russian bombardments, a harsh winter, and no electricity, water, or heating, the Ukrainian government, along with various volunteer organizations, evacuated some elderly from the southern city of Kherson on Sunday. VOA's Diane Roberts reports.
The Ukrainian government, along with various volunteer organizations, evacuated some elderly from Kherson Sunday. This happened amid a harsh winter and no electricity, water, or heating. Russian forces struck eastern and southern Ukraine.
As utility crews scrambled to restore power, water, and heating with the onset of snow and frigid temperatures. Analysts predicted that wintry weather, frozen terrain, and grueling fighting conditions could have an increasing impact on the conflict that has raged since Russian forces invaded Ukraine more than 9 months ago. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Protests against China's antivirus controls that have confined millions of people to their homes spread to Shanghai and other cities after complaints the death toll in a fire in China's northwest might have been worsened by the restrictions. A witness in Shanghai said that police used pepper spray against about 30 or 300 protesters. They were gathered to mourn the deaths of at least 10 people in an apartment fire last week in Urumqi in the northwest. Videos on social media showed protesters in other cities tussling with police. Chinese President Xi Jinping's government faces mounting anger at restrictions at a time when other countries are relaxing controls. This is VOA News. Allies of Ethiopia's federal military are looting property and carrying out mass detentions in Tigray, according to eyewitnesses and aid workers. The accounts raise fresh concern about alleged atrocities more than 3 weeks after the warring parties signed a truce that diplomats and others hope would bring an end to suffering in the embattled region that's home to more than 5 million people. Tigray is still largely cut off from the rest of Ethiopia, although aid deliveries into the region assumed and resumed after the November 2nd ceasefire deal signed in South Africa. There's limited or no access into the region for human rights researchers, making it difficult for journalists and others to obtain information from Tigray as Ethiopian forces continue to assert control of the region. When U.S. President Joe Biden speaks about the scourge of gun violence, his go-to answer is zero to so-called assault weapons. America has heard it many times, including this week after shootings in Colorado and Virginia states. And Biden wants to sign into law a ban on high-powered guns that have the capacity to kill many people very quickly. Such a move is still very far off in a closely divided Congress. In an interview, Kentucky Republican Congressman James Comer says it does not make sense to try to pass assault weapons ban in the wake of recent shootings.
We already have many gun laws on the books. If passing a bill would simply end gun violence, then I think you would have overwhelming support in Congress for that. That's like saying Congress could pass a bill to reduce inflation. That didn't reduce inflation.
But in an interview, Kentucky Republican Congressman, Mr. Polis has said that that is not how it would work.
We have universal background checks in Colorado. Some of our neighboring states don't even have background checks. So somebody's a convicted felon in Colorado, unable to legally purchase a gun, can drive an hour or two, buy a weapon, buy five weapons at an open-air gun show and return to our state. So yes, it should be looked at federally, but that doesn't mean to the exclusion of mental health issues, of looking at the rhetoric that's used.
Hundreds of thousands of people have marched in Mexico's capital in a show of support for President Manuel López Obrador, whose People's March marked 4 years in office for the leftist leader and was a response to a large opposition march 2 weeks ago to protest López Obrador's Sunday march through central Mexico City. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.